Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions. K-Dog. Look at that. Listen to K-Dog keeping it 100. Logo on the back. MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low key might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang. We be dumping. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang. Just act like you know and homie, stop fucking
through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feed up. Queen stuff is some dickies.
I rap a lot like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Got my del momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be dropping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Let's start off hot. So Punk was on Ariel Helwani.
Right.
He did not hold that at all.
Good.
Okay. And it was very interesting because, Joe, did you listen to the whole interview, Joe?
I'm on my way through
recording. I listened to the whole seven-minute clip about the Jack Perry thing.
I did listen to that, yeah.
I listened to the other clips on Ariel's side. There's some interesting clips going on. We're going to play a couple of them here. I'd like you to comment on these. They're not very long at all.
Right.
Okay. But the... You know, I want to make this very clear, okay, that it's fascinating that our fans, you know how we talk about the climate of professional wrestling, Conan, like, and in politics and in the internet, on X, formerly known as Twitter, social media, everybody's always talking about misinformation, right? It really is incredible how things that we're, like, way, way, way ahead of the curve on. Like months, sometimes years ahead of the curve, everybody calls us irrelevant grifters, you know, thing like, you know, old hats, bitter stuff. And literally, like, sometimes it takes years. Other times it just takes months. Oftentimes it takes weeks. But the Dirt Sheets and the Mark podcasters are repeating things that we said for like a long time ago. And we're saying, and it had been saying, and everybody's just hating on us, right? And basically everybody just kind of comes around because we're not lying. We're like telling, we're like giving like constructive criticism on critical things that like these companies do right and do wrong. And we're usually spot on in the errors that they make, and then the corrections that they make are kind of like this. Sometimes they correct things. It's like, you know, that's what we were saying they should do, you know? And you know, I don't know if like they listen to us or anything, but like a lot of the, you know, the veterans that podcast, the people with experience, you know, me, you, you know, Eric, Vince, Cornette, and stuff, you know, they're all of us have been echoing the same criticisms and, you know, the same things that we see wrong with the wrestling landscape. And they come way, way, way later. Everybody comes, you know, comes along and joins the party, because for some reason it's so toxic that when we say things that the Dirt Sheet community and the Mark podcaster community and their fans, they immediately just have to disagree with us because we said it, you know? And like, then we're just trying to send a say, and look, guys, we're not, you know, giving you misinformation. Like, the reality is, like, if you guys are just listening to the Dirt Sheet guys and the Mark podcaster guys that don't really know people in this business, never done it before, you're the ones that are getting the misinformation. So I want you, so one of these clips is Punk is, let's play some of these Punk clips and talk about it. Because like he echoes exactly what we've been saying for a very long time. And it's, yeah, you know, you're going to have people that are going to think he's hating and lying. It's like, no, it's like Punk worked there in AEW. Yeah. He was in the locker room. You know, Conan tries to be as politically correct as possible, talk about things and stuff, but he's been in that locker room. You know, we know what's going on there, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so play some of these clips. Very interesting. I mean, the Punk did, this was excellent content by Ariel. He posted like 10 of these clips because they're all very good.
Very first one. But I mean, it's the truth is the truth. Like he's not a boss. He's a nice guy, you know.
Gee, I've only been saying that forever.
Is a detriment to the company, but it's not my company.
Mm. You know,
I'm an outsider. I thought I was brought in to, you know, sell merchandise and tickets and draw, you know, numbers for pay-per-view. But
okay. All right. I mean, how long have you been saying that? Tony's a nice guy.
Forever.
Nice. Nobody didn't really argue whether Tony Khan is a nice guy.
That's but the thing is that, right? If you're going to be a boss, you have to act like one and be one.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Enough said.
Their business, and I know a lot of people are going to be upset, it's just not predicated. It's not a real business. It's not about...
What do you mean by that?
It's not about selling tickets. It's not about drawing money. It's not about making money. It's just not.
What's it about?
I don't know.
Really?
I think...
Well, he continues there. He says, maybe having good matches.
Yeah.
He says that.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, well,
that's not a business plan, you know?
But the funny thing is, that's literally almost verbatim. But the funny thing is like, when Punk went to AEW, he was like calling out all the old hat podcasters, like guys like us and Eric and stuff. Eric literally said that, you know, AEW is not a business. It's a well-funded hobby. And like, here's Punk. Punk went there. He's like literally echoing exactly what Eric said about the business, you know?
Yeah. Oh, we'll give you a tour of the new towers. You know, you come to the gym. Oh, great. It's always a badass gym. Everything was state of the art, and I was in there. I was on the phone on a treadmill warming up, and Vince's trainer's like, "Hey," he's like, "you got to get off the phone. Vince doesn't like it when people are on the phone and you're in the gym." And I was on the phone, Nick. All right, you know. And then I saw him walking down into the gym. He came in for his daily workout. Yeah.
And what was that like?
He gave me a big hug. He said, "Welcome home. Good to see you. Let's connect after I work out." And I was like, "All right." Haven't seen him since.
You didn't connect?
No. I think some stuff came up, Ariel.
Oh, I thought maybe literally like an hour later. I didn't know if he was like, "Come up to the office and let's have a tête-à-tête."
No, I had to go. Okay. I had to like work out.
Is that the only conversation that you've had with him since returning? Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about what's transpired since?
I mean, how do you feel? There's no positivity there. You know, there's very much a... I didn't read all the allegations. I read text messages and I went, oh, fuck this. Like, what? It's indefensible, you know? And I think, you know, doing this, I imagined I was going to be asked about it, you know? And I think the easiest thing for people to do is to kind of ignore it or avoid it. But man, it's there. And my initial first thing out of my mouth was, I'm kind of shocked at how dumb he was, like writing stuff down and leaving that paper trail. And it's horrific. And I'm not, you know, like, I think at this point, all the energy should be used to somehow, I don't even know if you can make reparations or amends, but there's victims here, you know? So like what CM Punk thinks about Vince and the CM Punk Vince relationship doesn't fucking mean anything. All that stuff takes a back seat. I'm more concerned about, like, going forward, how do those people survive after suffering all that trauma? My biggest concern.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
So there's a story came out today, right? Now, you know, all the other podcasters, went on YouTube and got massive amount of views, and there was a lot of traffic over when the Visitman allegations came out, and generated tremendous discussion, right? And we probably could have done that too, right? But I said to myself, what do you want me to say? We could probably make some good money on YouTube and get with the views and everything, but what would I be saying? Like, I don't know what happened here. I don't know the facts. I don't know anything that's going on. I've read an allegation, and I haven't heard anything from the other side on whether or not this stuff's true. And like, so I'm not going to comment until I start hearing things come out, right? Like, I want to hear the other side. I want to hear something, like these, we have a bunch of text messages. They're not in context. They're individual text messages, probably from a girl he was dating, are probably thousands of text messages that we saw like four or five, right? And that we're supposed to make our decision and everything. It looks like Punk is like one of those type of guys that like likes to join the herd and stuff and everything and comment on stuff before he's got all the facts.
Okay? Punk's going to be a believe all women guy.
Right? So he's going to have this thing like he believes, but I'm not, we don't approach it that way. So finally, we finally have something that has come from the McMahon camp. Okay. Do you have the article, Joe?
Yeah.
Why don't you read it? Because you sent it to me. Okay. And I want to get your thoughts on this, because just right off the bat, it like says, okay, yeah, maybe I should have waited a little bit before we started, condemning Vince McMahon and chopping his head off and convicting him and, dragging him through the
thing. No, but
I
remember when we covered Vince McMahon, and both you and I both said, if this did happen, it's right. Fucked up.
Right.
Let's wait till we get all the facts. I remember specifically you and I both saying that, right?
100%. To the point, people in our comment section on YouTube were mad at us, and people on Twitter were angry at us for not commenting on this more. Like they said, you did not do enough on this. Something like, dude, I'm not going to just bullshit my way through and make up things to say when I have no clue what's going on here, right? Well, finally, got a story from the other side. Okay, go ahead and read this, show.
So this is from New York Post. A woman who alleges she was sexually abused for years by Vince McMahon wrote a gushing love letter to the former WWE CEO in which she declared the duo was, quote, in love with a capital L, and she now claims that McMahon coerced her to do it, the Post has learned. Janelle Grant, whose bombshell lawsuit landed a day before the wrestling icon abruptly stepped down as executive chairman of WWE parent TKO Group Holdings, penned a lengthy email to McMahon dated December 24, 2021, in which she called him my best friend, my love, and my everything. Quote, after almost 3 years together, it's like my life isn't even real to me unless you're there and in it, and I'm sharing it all with you, Grant wrote in the Christmas Eve letter to the 78-year-old McMahon, obtained by the Post. The love-struck letter stands in contrast to the allegations in the explosive lawsuit filed in Connecticut in January, which claimed that McMahon allegedly defecated on Grant's head during a threesome in May 2020, some 18 months before she wrote the alleged love letter. But Grant's attorney, Ann Callis, told the Post that McMahon actually instructed Grant to write the note. And her lawyer says, frankly, it's pretty disgusting that Vince's weeks-late attempt to defend his horrendous behavior that he claims to this day never happened is to try to showcase letters that Vince himself coerced her to write. His psychological torture of her continues, as is typical of abusive predators who respond to women speaking out with increased threats. While Janelle isn't a stranger to his intimidation tactics, this is a new low even for him. Asked about the coercion allegations, McMahon's attorney, Jessica Todd Rosenberg, told the Post that this is revisionist history. No one coerced her to write that letter. She wrote it of her own accord. The fact that the letter shows it was the 24th draft speaks volumes. You want more? Is that good?
Yeah, just keep going. Just, you're right.
Okay, so nowhere in her voluminous complaint that is replete with fabrications does she mention being coerced into such behavior. The language of the letter is consistent with other communications she made to Mr. McMahon over the course of their consensual relationship. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for Grant revealed that December 21st, 3 days before sending the letter, Grant texted McMahon that she had surgery on her pointer finger, saying, I think I'm tapping out today. And the alleged text exchange obtained by the Post, which was not included in her lawsuit, but alleged as genuine by a spokesperson for Grant. McMahon responded, "Damn it, sorry, baby," following it with two heart emojis. "How will I write your letter?" Grant replied in the text thread. "I can type and read it or try to write it in a couple of days," Grant added. "I'm so sorry if I messed this up. I want you to have a nice letter." Grant's rep, who asked to remain unnamed, also said that Grant had written love letters at McMahon's request so many times that she resorted to padding them with existing material from pop culture, including a GQ interview with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, published 2 months before Grant's letter. In the GQ piece, for example, author Molly Lambert says of the couple's of the celebs' relationship, "The carnal component is clearly off the charts, but they can also be sweet and funny." Language that was lifted word for word, nearly word for word, in Grant's letter. Fox and MGK are in love with a capital L, the story also states, yet another phrase lifted by Grant. In another passage, Grant wrote, "I feel understood, accepted, loved, and appreciated for who I am at my core. You see my heart, you see my soul. There are a few people who know the secret of making a heaven here on earth. You are one of those rare people." Grant's spokesperson said that the sugary sweet lines were ripped verbatim from the 1947 film, The Bishop's Wife. In her suit, Grant...
I'm going to stop right here, okay?
Yeah.
So she wrote love letters to Vince McMahon, okay? And beyond the text messages that she's released and the love letter that she wrote to Vince McMahon, okay, like that's all we have right now, right? But it just shows like the fact that they're coming out saying like we can see the tone here. Vince is trying to portray that this is a consensual relationship. This is just one thing we're going to show you, but we're going to show that it's very consistent with the tone of the relationship. She's saying she's been abused and coerced and, like, trafficked. Okay, so we have the two polar opposites of relationship here that are trying to be, that are going to be forwarded in evidence in court, right? But, you know, how long was the relationship, Joe?
I think it was, 18 months or something. 2020 to the end of 2021.
All right. So, I don't know, man. Just I'm going to make one comment off of the information I have seen so far. Her version of their relationship with that she's going to try to prove in court that she was coerced, trafficked, right off the bat, I'm having a very difficult time believing that. Right. Initially, that's my initial thought here. Okay. So whatever comes forward, we'll see. But this has me very, I'm approaching her side of the story with skepticism. Cody, go ahead.
Yeah, this is very weird. I need to get more information, but I'll say what I said at the beginning. I need to see all the information before I can make an educated, hypothesis, if you will. And whoever's guilty, let him get the whole brunt of the law. I was thinking, because she says she, and obviously they have way of checking this, that she pulled these statements from, People magazine or whatever.
Right.
Movies and all that. So maybe Vince did want her to send him love letters because it made him feel virile. Or maybe his lawyer said, "Hey, have you guys been texting back and forth?" And he's probably like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Is it something you should be worried about?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Make her write you a love letter. So later on, you can."
No, this is before. This love letters are before the allegations stuff.
Yeah,
this is never before it came a legal issue.
She, the love letters, December 2021 and March 2022 is when Vince cut it off.
Yeah. She said numerous love letters to him, supposedly.
Yeah,
during the relationship.
Yeah, but what
now? She's trying to say,
what if during the relationship, the doc, he told his lawyer, "Hey, I'm seeing this girl," and he said, "Hey, make her write you a love letter." So it looks like, if she ever accuses you of anything, she was actually in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Like a preemptive strike.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like
protecting yourself.
In case you
Right.
Because
CM Punk said
that's actually a very good take.
Yeah. And CM Punk said something that was very true. He goes, "I just can't believe he would be so careless." And I think the same thing.
Right.
Bro, you saw the shit that's happened to politicians. You saw what happened to fucking that guy.
Weinstein?
No, he was like
the governor? The governor of New York, Cuomo.
Cuomo. The other guy, what was the guy that was married to Clinton's aide?
Oh, that doofus, Wiener,
right? And he got caught and he kept doing it. And it just shows you that powerful men make a lot of mistakes when they're thinking with their dick.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No. K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It's super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix it with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for like, you know, since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like, my favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano-infused, which is basically nano-emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now, so. But anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.
Most people, like these rich people,
Right.
That, you know, like Trump used to say, just grab by the pussy. So, bro, right. Probably happened, like, because you probably have women throwing themselves at you because of your stature, your status in society, right. You're a billionaire, like, and stuff. So you, bro, I'm not, you know, like, we can't ignore that reality that a lot of girls are very attracted to successful and rich men, and they throw themselves at them. Okay. So, like, if you're rich and successful and famous,
there's a term for them, gold diggers. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Okay, you're gonna attract
sugar daddies.
Right. Yeah, you're just gonna attract that. You know, you're gonna possibly attract those people. Now, when you don't think you're doing anything wrong, you're just texting that you're putting all the. You think you're, like, you know, like I said, it's like I don't. These rich people that always get caught, I don't think they think in their minds they're doing anything wrong when they're doing it, because they're very flippant and, you know, careless with their communications, that everybody these days knows you can be provided as evidence. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, it's very strange. That's why I like to, that's why there's so many issues in society or in life that you could argue on social media, or we could argue in person, just argue, right? But ultimately, to prove who is right, okay, in the argument, you would have to take it to a judge, and we sit there in front of a judge and present all of our evidence to see who's right, right? And that's ultimately what we have to kind of wait for here. Right. Is when, well, this thing,
you know, what's funny, you always hear stuff like karma, you know, divine intervention and shit like that. When I used to be in MLW and stuff was coming out about the way people were being treated backstage, like, for example, remember when they sent Mickie James, like, her personal belongings in a trash bag?
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And so many that we've all heard, right? Mm-hmm. And so I always used to say on MLW, karma sooner or later going to catch up with Vince, and I don't want to be two continents within him when he does get hit. This might be it.
Do you guys think, seeing what happened with Diddy now, that a federal investigation might take place against Vince? Like something where they're trying to get him charged? I know they investigated.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yes.
I got a theory on that, right?
Yeah.
I think because the FBI, you know, and the intelligence, they've been getting a lot of very negative press over the past few years, right?
Yeah.
Like, we agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there hasn't been, like, a lot of positivity directed at the FBI. It's been, like, very negative, okay? I think what they think from a public perception standpoint, they need some really big scalps to show that they're working for the, like, they need to take down some of the people that have for years and years and years have been abusing their power, and we've kind of turned the other cheek and blood. They're going after those people. You know what I'm saying? The Harvey Weinsteins, the Diddy's, the Vince McMahon's. They're going after Trump. They're going to be, you know, these big, like, I think that's what they think they need to do, is, like, go after these people, like the big names, because that's all the people care about. Like, nobody really cares about all the other shit. They want people cares. It's almost like they're doing it for, like, I don't even say, they think about, like, TV ratings almost. You know, they're trying to get some, like rating. They're trying to get,
like, you, like, said before, you know, public perception.
I don't know.
PR.
But that's the best way to do it, because you're doing it with people that everybody can agree is doing
very scandalous.
Right. Exactly. Right. And everybody has been in a situation where they worked for somebody, or maybe even a company that you were trying to maybe get a refund from, or going to an airline and then telling them to go fuck yourself, you know, and it's like, okay, finally, we're going to get one of these motherfuckers that's probably been abusing their power forever. Yeah. And worse, when you bring in underage girls, or when you bring in, you know, what Vince is being allegedly, you know, accused of, you know what I'm saying?
Plus,
like,
two.
All those things are things that everybody can gather around and say, yeah, we don't agree with that.
Everybody can get behind this when you see them going after the little guy. So, like, there's always this perception, like, when you see, like, the law enforcement going after the little guy sometimes, there's that perception, like, well, wait a second, what about the how are you letting these people, like, these famous people get by on this? And it's just, it's not, like, good for societal structure.
Like Al Sharpton with his taxes. Allowed,
well, I'm just saying, there's a lot of people that abuse their power, famous people that have gone skated by it as an average person. You wonder, why are they coming after?
Right. Bro, imagine how many people must be mad that nothing ever was done to Chris Christie when he shut down the highway to get back at somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
stuff like that.
Nothing happened to him. Right. Or when he closed the beach. Remember that one? Just for him and his family during COVID.
Yeah.
Remember that?
There's tons of stuff. I mean, like, you know, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, when you see that the people that have all the money are the ones that are spending to get these people in office. And like, it's like a big protection scam.
About when Gavin and fucking, what's this, Pelosi weren't wearing their mask when they're asking everybody else to do it and nothing was done to them either.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but people like that, they can be decided and vote.
They just caught another big fish. They just put that guy, what is his name? The crypto guy.
Oh, Sam Banks, SBF. Yeah.
Yeah, they just threw him in there for like 25 years.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was a billions of dollars scam he was running.
Yeah, $12 billion.
Yeah.
And the guy was only, he's only like 31 or 32. So he thought all of this up when he was, who knows, 24, 25 maybe. Yeah.
Right. And it depends on how deep they dig. But, you know, a large portion of that was donated to Democrat campaigns and the presidency and governors and all that shit. It was stolen money, though, you know.
He got caught. That's all that matters.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York. It's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
There was let me play Conan one more on clip just because it's only 13 seconds. But this is the one that everyone's like, oh,
you're more happy with some goof saying that you had a 5-star match and the building's quarter full. We're not in the same business.
That's basically
it.
Bro, we've been saying the same thing.
I mean, you know, it's going to be funny to listen because Punk.
Look, this is what I've learned. There's people that are going to hate us no matter what we do, right? We could go to their house and knock on the door and give them a gold bar. They're still not going to fucking like us, right? And there are people that love everything we do. Our only job is that hopefully somebody recommends it to them or one day they have nothing better to do and they're like, you know what? Let me listen to this whole interview. And when they hear us, we can change their mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's almost like when I hear about Trump voter and Biden voters, those guys are all in. You're trying to get the undecided. That's right. Really what we have to do because it's very hard to change somebody's mind because they already hate us. They already think whatever they think, right?
Right.
But we've been very fortunate. I mean, we're doing good numbers, making good money. We have a good fan base, very loyal, you know? Right. And so that's what we got to worry about.
I think our fans.
Right.
If anybody gets a discussion about wrestling, the people that listen to us, I think they're going to have a pretty logical perspective of like the business that they've cultivated. Listen to us, because you can't argue that we're wrong all the time. It's like, seriously, like how many times have we been right about things?
Yeah, but that'll never be written. That's the thing. That will never ever be written and stuff and everything.
But it's not difficult being right about things when you know things. You know, it's like you're trying to convince
people. Yeah, but that's the thing. They think we don't,
and they think you don't. Right? Exactly. Right. It's like
I didn't. Glenn, we can't worry about those people.
Right? You know, yeah. No, I don't.
Right? I know you don't.
But that's like, yeah. But I think it's funny when everybody kind of like you start seeing clips of people like, you know, Alvarez says stuff that like we said like 6 months ago.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like they're fair, you know, then they all start talking. It's like, yeah, dude, you could have been listening to us.
Right.
You know, the curves. You know, I don't know.
Being on the show, and it's been a while and stuff, and prior to that, I listened to you guys. I always knew that Disco was divisive, right? Leaning towards a lot of people really not liking him because of his opinions and takes. I didn't realize how much some of the internet fans didn't like Conan until all this CMLL, you know, dick sucking started. And it seems like it's basically just because they don't like you. It's very strange. I didn't notice it until recently.
Well, no. I said it. I said it on the show a couple of times. I said, they hate me because I bury them. I don't put them over, and I don't fucking, you know, I don't put up with their bullshit. They don't know more than me. Doesn't matter what they think, you know? Yeah. I've invited a couple people on the show, and even though they're like, oh, Conan never invited us. Oh, yes, I did. I'm not going to bring out private text. Why wouldn't I invite you so I can put you in your fucking place? But you know that's what's going to happen, and that's what you don't want. And then those same people who have nothing better to do in life than figure out what, you know, their whole life revolves around wrestling. They all get together and they make a concerted effort to bury me on social media, to bury me wherever they can.
Reddit.
Here's the beautiful part about everything, bro, whether it's Reddit, whatever. I think, you know, Disco, all seriousness in what I'm about to tell you. We've had 6 TV shows, right? So far, we're in April 1st.
For AAA.
AAA, right?
Mm-hmm.
5 sellouts. And 190% full. We're doing great business, so what do I care what they say or think?
Right.
It'd be worse if they were putting me over and I wasn't drawing shit.
Right.
You know, but they hate the fact that I don't do 5-star matches now. We're doing nostalgia. Guess what? It's selling, so why would I even go to 5-star matches?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, that's a funny thing, too. It's you know, honestly, Conan, I think everybody would probably universally hate you because, like, you do the same thing. You dismiss our critics' opinions, okay?
Right.
And it's kind of, they get mad and they still start hating us. But I think you would probably have less fans. You still have fans because you were a very good performer and you cut good promos.
Right.
So, like, people are not going to hate on you because they like you know, these wrestling fans that try and choose. People didn't like me, you know? The funny thing is that, like, there's this whole joke, like you say, like, you didn't know how much Conan was hated. Like, there's like two Earths here, okay? There's the Earth that the three of us are on, and then there's the other Earth that Conan is on. Our Earth is people that speak English. The other Earth that Conan lives in is everybody speaks Spanish. They all probably, both Earths have the same opinions, come from the same thing, but we just don't understand the Conan Earth because we don't speak Spanish. But I imagine it's probably the exact same thing that we have here, wherever, just maybe, honestly, but we never see because, like, we don't speak.
We're somehow every,
you know, we don't hear it, right?
We're somehow every fan now in Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, I don't know how, knows more than me,
right?
But Conan gets a lot of love too, because when I'm looking at these comments, whether it's Twitter or Reddit, and someone would be like, you know, what the fuck does he know, mid-card or something? You'll always have a few people underneath being like, bro, you don't know this guy's, like, what are you talking about? You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what this guy's done, you know? Right. So you guys, there's supporters too.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I know there's supporters. And, you know, that's why we do this show. And that's why I do autograph sessions. And they're always cool and they're great, you know? And then you have the haters. And that's part and parcel, bro. That's all there is to it. Everybody has it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny too, because I retweeted Hurricane Helms had a great tweet I retweeted. Okay, this is like, bro, this is like what we talked about. This is Shane. Nice. Shane Helms is the nicest guy, right? He engages on Twitter every once in a while, but he'd come on a show, right?
But he's usually on there to tell jokes, but if you disrespect him, he's going to clap back.
This is a great tweet, okay, from Shane. If you ever wonder why so many of your favorite wrestlers don't engage on X as much as they used to, quote-unquote, fansplaining is high on the list.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
Like the fans,
give him the Jamaican like, horns,
right.
Joe.
Yeah, right.
Give Shane them. Yeah.
Like, it's true. The argument is people like all of a sudden the fans know all about this more than we do. Like, what do you need us for? You know?
Right.
Go ahead and have your more fan podcasts. You guys, you know, that's all we need is more fan podcasts, right? Oh my God.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.